You're listening to SBS News.
Fewer Australians died in aged care homes in the first 7 months of 2020 compared to the same time last year. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck has released data showing over 32,000 aged care residents died between the 1st of January and the 31st of July, almost 1,000 fewer deaths than in 2019. It shows influenza claimed the lives of just 28 elderly Australians this year, compared to more than 800 last year. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth says it's misleading to argue COVID-19 poses less of a risk to the elderly than influenza.
We can't make that comparison. They're both potentially fatal in elderly Australians. They're both potentially fatal in residents of aged care facilities. And it's a good opportunity, I think, to remind ourselves that aged care workers and providers have been managing outbreaks of infectious disease before COVID.
It comes as Australia's coronavirus death toll surpasses 800 after six new fatalities were recorded in Victoria. The state has registered 37 fresh infections, the lowest daily tally since the 26th of June. Officials are hopeful Melbourne is on track to begin reopening on the 28th of September if the 14-day average for new cases falls between 30 and 50. Premier Daniel Andrews says the 14-day average is currently over 61 in metropolitan Melbourne and over 4 in regional Victoria.
That is very, very good news for regional Victoria, and I hope every single person in Metro Melbourne is looking to the numbers in regional Victoria and seeing what can be delivered. Absolutely, this strategy can be delivered and it is being delivered, and regional Victoria is so close, just a few days, and they will potentially be able to take not just one but two of those steps and be essentially open.
Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton is dismissing reports by the Saturday paper of problems within the state's contact tracing program. The newspaper has published comments made by Professor Sutton, which suggest contact tracing was challenged even at lower numbers of cases. Professor Sutton says the remarks, which he made at a private briefing, were not a criticism of the system.
That wasn't about contact tracing. That was about the fact that there are private pathology providers who operate across Victoria. And we've worked extremely hard to align the testing that's being done across those providers so that the turnaround times, which have come down significantly from a couple of days to under 1 day for the majority of people now, So it is improving, but it wasn't a comment about contact tracing at all.
Queensland has reported three new COVID-19 cases, all linked to known contacts and undergoing quarantine. State Health Minister Stephen Miles has attacked federal government ministers who are pressuring Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk over her tough border stance. Ms. Palaszczuk has complained of being bullied by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who urged her to allow families to cross the border to attend funerals and visit ill loved ones. Mr. Miles has labelled the Prime Minister a hypocrite, saying he failed to take responsibility for aged care deaths, the Ruby Princess outbreak, and Australians stranded overseas.
You have the Prime Minister, Peter Dutton, Matthias Cormann, just about every bloke in the federal government come out and attack you, and that takes a toll. But I know that our Premier has stood strong against the LNP's attacks on our border restrictions for months and months and months, and will continue to do so. Those three blokes, none of them are known for their compassion.
New South Wales has recorded six new infections as it struggles to contain new outbreaks in the Blue Mountains. Jeremy McAnulty from New South Wales Health says there are cases linked to a school and aquatic centre in the region. Health alerts have also been issued for a KFC restaurant in Emmerton and two Sydney bus routes. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.